Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Wolfgang Fischer. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, the reason why we're interviewing you is because you have directed a great film called Styx, which is one of the finalist films of the Lux Prize 2018 edition, screened within the strand of the Giornata degli Autori. But yeah, just the first question would be kind of just the obligatory one. Would you maybe mind starting off this interview by introducing your film to the listeners who may not be familiar with it yet?
So the story is about a solo sailor woman, and we get to know her in the beginning of the movie as an emergency doctor. So she's a professional helper, and she has her big dream to conquer the Atlantic Ocean and to go on an island, Ascension Island, which is in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And the woman is alone on her yacht, and she can conquer this world. She can be able to be in this archaic world, and she can control this world, and she sails through storms and everything goes well. But after one storm, she finds herself close to a sinking fish trailer with people on board, and she's in a big dilemma. So what shall she do? How should she react? And how can she help? She's all on her own, and it's a big dilemma she's in.
So she hits this moment where she's confronted with reality. She cannot look away from something that maybe she's not familiar with. I think it's also, before we maybe talk about the themes in a wider context, I think cinematically as well, it's also very meaningful that it happens on open water, right? There's something about that.
Yeah, that was the big challenge, how to shoot an entire movie. 90% of the movie was done on open water. So how can you control it? All my director colleagues, they said, don't do it. You can't control the ocean. It's impossible. But and that's the reason why it was really difficult to find out, to find a way how to deal with it, because we didn't want to fake it. We didn't want to use any effects or blue screen, green screen, whatever. Right. And we wanted to explore this world with the whole team, and sitting 45 days on an 11-meter yacht with 10 people on board, there is no intimacy. There is no space where you can go if you have to cry. So it's really very, very shoulder to shoulder, and half of the team became seasick, and I have to apologize for them that they did this journey with me, which was really rough.
Wow, it sounds like you know, a Herzog kind of adventure.
Yeah.
But do you think that, you know, pushing yourself to the limit like that helps the production, the creativity, the atmosphere, just...
Of course. I mean, the aim was that we didn't want to fake anything. Also, in the beginning, there is a car accident, and all the rescue members, all the people are involved in the movie, they are real rescue members. And also the soldier from Coast Guards, they are real soldiers. Also the people on the other boat, on the fish trawler, there were people who did the dangerous crossing over the ocean. And we wanted to explore this world, and we wanted to explore their emotional experience. And that's the reason why it was so complicated. Also, where can we find the second main character, Kingsley, who is on the boat, and he's got saved by our main character, and it's a young boy. And for me, it was a little bit strange to cast him in Paris, London, Berlin. And a friend of mine, Tom Tico, the director, he built a school in the slums of Nairobi. And the school is called One Fine Day. And in this school, children from the slums of Nairobi, they can explore their creativity. They can paint, they can dance, they can make music because there's no space. And we went there. I went with Susanne Wolf, the main actress, in order to do the casting there. And we did a casting with 60 boys. And then we find Gideon, which was really great. And I mean, he has never been to the ocean. He has never been to Europe. He didn't know how to swim. He had to learn to swim in the pool of Nairobi. And it was a big challenge and a big journey for him. And I'm so thankful for his courage and his willing to do this project with us. That was amazing.
Yeah. It sounds great. I mean, it sounds like, for him especially, it must have been quite a journey. But I did also want to talk about the lead actress in the film, Susanna. So what was it working with her? Like, how did you prepare her, or how did she prepare for this quite challenging role?
Susanne, she's a very physical actress. I mean, she's doing a lot of theater in Germany. She's not so much in film, and she has a small sailing license for lakes mainly. But it's the first time that she has to steer a sailing boat in the Atlantic Ocean and in the Mediterranean Ocean for the shooting. And she had to train a lot how to do this and how you have to prepare the boat and how you have to deal with the boat and also with the weather conditions and to react on it, that it's really real, that she is steering the boat and that you really feel that she can conquer this world. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, she had to train to be an emergency doctor, so she was with the rescue teams, also with during accidents, and she really had to learn how to help and that you believe it, that she's really a doctor.
Okay, so this doctor finds herself in a situation where she has to make a very important decision. Obviously, the themes in the film are very powerful and as well as that, very current. Would you like to maybe tell me where that kind of the desire to tell a story like this, to represent a theme as delicate as this one, comes from for you?
We started with the story 9 years ago to write the story.
Yeah.
So it was before Northern Africa states collapsed, and we had the feeling it's all about our own existentialism. So it raises the question, who are we, who do we want to be, and who do we have to be, especially in such a situation? And migration, that's the big theme which will follow us the next decades. And as a film director, I wanted to make a movie. I want to deal with this topic, and especially how to find out to create a story.
Let me just ask you this question as well, because I just thought while you were answering that I think that cinema dealing with this topic is particularly interesting now, because I feel like, yes, there were films that did talk about migration in the past, and migration has pretty much always existed, let's face it. But it's only in the last maybe decade that these films have actually had a presence in the international film circuit. And I feel like this is also the time when we're also debating and discussing. I mean, do you feel like films about migration have helped talk about migration and these problems?
Sure. I mean, I was on several festivals, film festivals now, and also one woman came to me and she told me, I know all the TV pictures, I know all the news, I know about the numbers, people are drowning. But she reacted very full of empathy, because she said there was such an emotional impact in the movie, and now she could follow it emotionally. It's not like just facts. There are 300 people drowning, there are 200 people drowning, and there is somebody in danger. Nobody wants to help them. And it was great to hear this reaction, and especially with this movie, it seems that it's like a documentary we shot 2 weeks ago. And I mean, the story was developed 9 years ago, and you see what's going on right now. It's even more difficult, and it's crazy that it's still so actual right now with this theme, what's going on.
I agree with you, yeah. It's absolutely true. And the empathy thing as well. I mean, I think that's one of the key things about cinema. So I want to move away from the film just for our final kind of thoughts for this interview. And because I'm aware of your kind of past a little bit, and one of the interesting things that I wanted to discuss with you is that I saw that you actually worked with Paul Morrissey at Nan Hoover.
Mm-hmm. So actually, I haven't been to a film school. So I was studying painting and psychology in Vienna, and I kept on going studying art in Düsseldorf at the Academy. And there I get to know Paul Morrissey. He did all the Andy Warhol films, and I was really connected in art and video installation. That was mainly interesting me. And then I met Nan Hoover. I was the assistant of her, and she was the one who was the first one who used the video camera like a pencil, like a draw. She was drawing with the camera, and through her I get to know Nam June Paik. It was all this experimental stuff, and then later I get more and more into feature films, working with actors, and that triggers me. That was great to find out also from the psychological view, especially if we raise the question who we are, who we want to be. That was a good combination, that it's not like this normal steps when you go to film school, and I like to use all these kind of backgrounds.
It's a more hands-on approach than film school, maybe, in a way, especially with these two, you know. But just a final question now, because we are talking about the Lux Prize. I also, you know, wanted to kind of just leave the mic to you and maybe just tell you about it, just ask you about European cinema. What is your opinion of European cinema, past, present, future? What is the thing that comes to your head right now? Are you influenced by European cinema? It's a very broad question, but just a thought that comes to your head.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite challenging, and I mean that Europe gets closer and closer together, and that's the reason why it's so perfect that the Lux Prize exists, and I'm so honored to be part of this, and I get to know all the other directors which are with me in the competition, and they all have this really different point of view, and that triggers me a lot. I mean, I'm from Austria, and all the Austrian films, they have a certain point of view, and I want to follow this kind of emotional, profound experience in cinema, and that comes from Europe for me, and that's the power of Europe, and that's the reason why I love European movies.
Well, on that note, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.